following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We just keep going and keep going. Ever since before, when this whole 12 teams in 12 days started, like in early July, before we ever went to Chicago, we've had like one show that we haven't just been jam-packed on, and we're glad to have you along with us, and we have had some great guests, and we're looking forward again to it today. We're going to be talking to a world champion. Very rarely do we get Olympic champions, world champions, national champions on this program, but Jordan Burroughs is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Former Nebraska two-time national champ, Nebraska's only two-time national champ, won the 163-pound gold at the Worlds last weekend, and he's back already. He didn't hang out in Turkey very long. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. After that, it is our fantasy football. Get your email questions in for Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. You got all these injuries. I'll face it, I've got Jamal Charles. I had Peyton Manning. Miles Austin, I got him on one team. Dez Bryant on one team. I know, I got three teams, so there's a possibility of somebody getting injured. But you look at who's left on the roster to pick up or who's in the free agent market. Oh, my God. You better hope the guys on your bench do something, because there isn't anything left out there in a lot of these cases. And if you've got one of those situations, we'll ask Jeff about it. We'll ask your questions. That's why we have him on, to ask your questions. All you have to do is email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and, spell out the word and, Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can put your question up on the Facebook page, on the Doug and Daddy page, or the Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation page. Like us on Facebook, and you can converse back and forth with us, and Merritt's checking that out all the time. So that's a couple of ways that you can fire us your questions for Jeff Erickson of RotoWire in the last segment. And coming up in our next segment, Hall of Fame time at UNK and Hastings College, the all-time leading scorer in men's basketball, which is pretty good tradition at UNK. Eric Strand, Grand Island Central Catholic grad, UNK grad, played 9 years, I think it was, overseas in a variety of different basketball leagues, and he'll join us in our next segment. So that's all coming up here today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, Douglas. I want to say this.
What's up?
Not one time, I don't think I've ever questioned Coach Pliny in Lincoln and what he's done to the football team.
Two or three or four.
He probably forgot more about defense last night sleeping than I will ever know about defense. Last night we were talking to some guys, and everybody wants to know what's going on with Jared Cook, not practicing again yesterday. The injury occurred on the last play of the game. The game was over in the third quarter, really. For all intents and purposes, it was over in the third quarter. What the hell is your All-American defensive lineman doing in the ball game on the last play of the game? What's Taylor Martinez doing in the ball game when we're handing the ball off to Rex Burkhead? When everybody knows, everybody will just freely admit, everybody concedes, if Taylor Martinez goes down, this team is screwed. What are they doing in the game? He gets ear holed on the last play.
Crick.
That's the injury. Why is he in the game?
I don't know, Tone. I can hang with the Taylor Martinez deal because he actually scored there when they ran Burkhead, and then they just finally sold out, and he goes naked bootleg to score. I know you like that.
Well, and good play call.
And then I'm guessing Washington didn't sub, so Nebraska didn't sub. That's usually the way it goes. Once the team that's behind concedes defeat, usually the team that's ahead will then yank their starters. But Price was still in there hobbling around. I'm guessing that's why Nebraska kept their first team defense in there. They didn't want to allow another cheap score in the last minute that makes it a one. I mean, they throw in another one. It's a one-score game, and I know the last play it wasn't going to, but you don't just sub in your entire team for one play. That would be my defense of what happened on Saturday. That would be my guess. That would be my observation of what happened on Saturday. 35 seconds left. All of a sudden, I mean, Washington scored on one play in the fourth quarter on that 52-yard bomb down the middle. I believe it was about 52 yards. Yeah, 52 right there. See? So what if they knock one in with 28 seconds, cover an onside kick? I mean, you don't ever want to put yourself in that situation.
You get the undoubtedly the deepest part of the team defensive line. That's been noted since early in camp. You feel so good about everybody you can put in there. You've got three players on your defense that cannot go down. One's down, hasn't played yet, in Dennard. One's a linebacker, in Levante David, and the other one's Jared Crick. Those two guys on the last two possessions ought not be in the ballgame.
Can I add another name to this list of people you don't want to lose right now after seeing something on Saturday? Brett Maher. They let Bondi come in and kick off once on Saturday. He didn't get to kick off again.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Nerves, whatever.
Did not realize
he got saying, yeah, he got in. He got in. And,
wow.
One kick, he might have had two. I think it was just one kickoff, though, for Bondi in the game. And I mean, you could have not shown the kicker, put up the however many kickoffs there were in the ball game, and there were a lot, and you could have picked out the one Bondi kicked. That was that noticeable. So, anyway, here's the deal. We better not have to worry about having those guys on the field for the last series Saturday night in Laramie.
Absolutely. The only other time that I can think close to this is last year when Andrew Rodriguez played in the first couple three games, and then we're blowing the doors off of Kansas State down there, and we were actually in Manhattan for that ball game, and Rodriguez doesn't get in the game, didn't play another snap the rest of the year. I'm going back to the Big 12 championship, standing on the sideline going, they're 4 yards in the backfield. Can't you put the young kid in there? What would they be, 5 yards in the backfield? Would it really matter? Mix it up. Maybe breathe some new life in there. I have no idea why they wasted his red shirt last year. That's the only other time I can remember questioning a coaching decision down there. Until this bizarre injury on the final play of the game, which supposedly was a cheap shot, got hit in the ear hole.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. See him on the bricks downtown Kearney. Josh from Keene says, tell Daddy to quit yelling. He's scaring me.
Sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to yell at anybody. But, yeah, I'm just laying there going in bed last night going, what were we doing having him in the ballgame?
That's scaring me. You're laying there in bed thinking about, I don't know, Jared Crick, and then it turns with your man crush onto the game overall.
By the way, Jared Crick making Pro Football Weekly this week in the college notes.
In a good way?
In a good way. Nebraska senior defensive lineman Jared Crick produced the most explosively violent hit of the weekend when he blindsided Washington quarterback Keith Price. Price was slipping out of the pocket and slammed him to the turf in the 51-38 Cornhusker victory.
Oops. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Give me those hockey tickets, Merritt. We've got some hockey tickets here for a NHL exhibition game that I want to make sure that somebody can take advantage of. These are, and again, this is probably one of those rare things where, wow, how can I do it? But maybe somebody can. It is Tuesday night. Kansas City, Sprint Center, the Los Angeles Kings against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Kansas City may be looking at trying to get an NHL squad there, And this is one of those deals where we know Denver and Colorado has the Avalanche, but maybe you're heading to Kansas City. Maybe you just want to go see NHL hockey. Here's your chance. We've got four tickets that we're going to give away on the show to the Los Angeles Kings and Pittsburgh Penguins exhibition game. It's Tuesday at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, and we're going to do that sometime either today or tomorrow, so keep listening for your opportunity to do that. Again, this is a rare case, or a rare opportunity, I should say, for you to go see some NHL hockey. It's Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Again, that might not work to take Tuesday and go and come back and all that kind of thing, so we want to give you a heads up, but we're going to give you somebody, one of our lucky, loyal listeners, four tickets to the Kings-Penguins game at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. It's this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So keep listening here to the Doug and Daddy Show for your opportunity. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Stan says, I agree totally with Doug. Well, we can just stop there. Good job, Stan. I agree totally with Doug about the defense on the field at the end of the game. If our defense is so deep. Of course, this is Daddy talking about this. I was talking about tomorrow or Saturday. If our defense is so deep, do we really want our second and third string out there when they were scoring on one play on the first string? So, Stan getting what we are saying and agreeing, I think, with both aspects of it.
Well,
thanks, Stan.
Yeah, I wish Washington wouldn't have. I mean, you look back and go, I know you want your offense out there, but Price is hurt, too. It wasn't like he's back there ready to go. If I don't think his feelings would have been hurt at all if they said, Keith, we're gonna put in Joe's boy, because Joe just called and won his son, the little Montana boy, in there. It's Hannah's brother, by the way.
That's probably disappointing to all, trying to hope that he would get in there, the son of one of the top 50 quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. Hey, folks, lunch is coming up, and so is our interview with Eric Strand going into the UNK Hall of Fame. And for lunch, 7 days a week, whether you're working or whether you're playing over the weekend, maybe you're going to be painting the house, maybe you're getting ready for taking care of some furniture, maybe you're just out mowing the lawn because the weather's still nice, you need a break, you don't want to go inside and mess around fixing a can of SpaghettiOs, right, H? You want to go down to the Chicken Coop and get a great meal in Kearney and Grand Island. Open 7 days a week, and that's because you're hungry 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night, and of course, with all of the high-definition televisions everywhere, you're going to get to watch what you want. Any college football game, any NFL game, Major League Baseball into its final week of the season with pennant races going on. You've got the FedEx Cup. You got NASCAR. It doesn't matter what you want to watch. They're going to get it on for you while you are enjoying a great meal. It's at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Stop by and see them today. Join their text club. They'll send you this weekly lunch special right to your phone. They don't bug you. You get it once. It's no big deal. You can text 28444, and the code is PBACOOP. That's all you got to do. Find out more at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
For contractors, business comes from bids. And better bids start at the Home Depot, where right now, you can save 15% on special order windows and doors. That means putting great brands and great quality into any job at an even better price. So if you're a pro, get that 15% savings, then get ready to lower your estimates, be more competitive, and bring on the business. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Speed. Power. Contact. Stormhockey is action on a stick,
and the stations of Platte River Radio are where you hear it all. Tonight at 6:45, the Storm are at the Dubuque Fighting Saints on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tomorrow afternoon at 12:45, the Storm are at the Des Moines Buccaneers on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 71 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. With clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures fall to 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 61.
Fool anyway. It's like a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Eric Strand coming up, going into the UNK Hall of Fame. World champion wrestler Jordan Burroughs. And get your questions in for Jeff Erickson. Talk fantasy football from RotoWire in our last segment to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, this Saturday, how about getting some golf in before enjoying the Wyoming game on the Versus Network? Plus, you can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. While you're golfing, it is all going on at Indian Head Golf Club this Saturday with a 1:30 shotgun start. It's supposed to be beautiful. Fall golf is outstanding. It's 160 per team. It's a four-person golf scramble and Husker party, so that's 40 per man. It includes the golf, the cart, prize fund, and burger and brat buffet after the game. And if you'd like, stay and watch the Huskers play Wyoming. Drink specials all day long and during the Husker game. Giveaways after every Husker score. Holy moly. It might be clearing out the pro shot if this game goes like people think. Format, four-person scramble, flighted randomly by the drawn nine holes. Must use everyone's drive once. It's not a problem. Cash payout as well. It is the end of the year. Four-person golf scramble and Husker party. Help the day. I mean, enjoy the day. Enjoy the day Saturday by playing a little golf. You can call the pro shop at 381-GOLF, 381-4653. Indian Head Golf Club, let the fun begin this Saturday afternoon. Daddy, is it going to be nice enough to go fishing Saturday?
Oh, it's supposed to be beautiful this entire weekend. I'm the Moss-style payout, straight cash, homie.
Of course, you're going to be fired up because you're going to go be part of the homecoming festive. Big weekend for you. They're honoring the 20-year reunion of the Bertrand State Football Championship on Friday night. Then it's homecoming at UNK. You're going to go watch the Lopers destroy Western, the great Hall of Fame class coming in. You're fired up.
I am fired up. And you know what? It seems like just yesterday, this 20-year deal. I can't believe it's been 20 years. That senior year, you know, there's obviously, if you're going to win a state title, things got to come together as a small school.
Which one of your senior years?
It was the third one of my senior years. But you got to have some really good athletes come together at the same time and go through. You know, some teams by Battle Creek Grant have had years in a row where they've had some great teams, and Howell's a lot of years. But a couple highlights. I'm thinking about Aaron Long, our running back, who lives in Bertrand now, and in his father's insurance agency, they have an insurance agency. 32 touchdowns rushing that year. Now, maybe in the eight-man ranks, that's very common. We didn't play, but about a half of a lot of those football games.
You were 11-man, by the way.
We were 11-man C2 football. We didn't play half the game. He has 32 freaking touchdowns. I had two my entire career. Thanks, Aaron, for sharing the ball. But I just was thinking about going back there and some of the people that really contributed to that team. 32 touchdowns, amazing, amazing to me.
It's homecoming week at both Hastings College and UNK, and we continue talking to some of the folks that have received the honor of moving into the hall. One of the greatest basketball players that has ever come through the University of Nebraska, Kearney, is one of the five that will be inducted this weekend, Tony.
Well, Douglas, I guess when you're the all-time leading scorer, you should be in the UNK Hall of Fame, over 2,100 points. Congratulations, first off, Eric, on the honor. Eric Strand joins us right now, former Crusader from Grand Island Central Catholic, and Hall of Fame Loper now. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great having you on. Tell us your reaction when you got the phone call or the letter that they wanted you to join this prestigious hall. What was your thoughts?
Hey, no, well, there's been a lot of obviously great players that have gone through there. And excuse me, I received a letter first when I got a call from Coach Kropp a little bit later. And, you know, it was just a great honor because there's been so many great players that have played there before. And I'm just happy to kind of, I guess, to be amongst those players.
Eric, I guess there's been several periods of time where Loper basketball has been very, very good. You were at one of those times. You got to play in some great games, some great atmospheres in front of a lot of people. How special is that, looking back on all the regional and the regional finals you made?
Hey, it was great. I mean, we really had some great teams. And we had great players. And then most of the players, you know, that we had were from the state of Nebraska. So, it was a great – I think – during that time, we just there was great young basketball players in the state. Talk about like Mike Hancock, Nate Mose, Greg Hine, Matt Kaminsky, Brent Konitz. You know, the list goes on of guys that came through that were from Nebraska and went to Kearney. And we just, you know, we gelled well together. We played well together. We played hard. We were coached well. And you know, luckily for us, we were able to have some success. And it's always a lot more fun when you have success.
It makes the world go around a little bit easier. And Eric Strand joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Lopers, here were the records when Eric was playing. 24-9, 23-8, 25-6, 24-7. Obviously made it to the NCAA tournament every single year. And then that really set the groundwork for the team that did make it to the Elite Eight in the early 2000s down in Lakeland, Florida. Do you... views that even though your team didn't make the Elite Eight, Eric, do you think you guys kind of laid the groundwork for the team that did?
I suppose you could say that. I mean, us having success made other players want to come to Kearney. That was an absolutely tremendous team. I remember I was sitting with Kenya Crandall. We were sitting there front row during that game when Savella hit that last second shot there. I think that was in double overtime.
Yeah,
that was just a fantastic game. And they had great players, great chemistry. They were a lot of fun to watch.
Eric, obviously, the struggles lately, people can make an argument that the basketball in the state of Nebraska, you mentioned all those great players for the Lopers, were all Nebraska, you know, born and bred Nebraska kids, small high school, weren't all Class A players by any means. Is the level of basketball across the state of Nebraska, is that the key contributor why the Lopers haven't been as good in the last 6-8 years?
You know, I've been out of the state, so I haven't really been able to watch much. Even high school basketball or UNK basketball. I think, obviously, if the state, if the players are in your state, and I'm not sure about this, but if the level isn't as good, the teams might not be as good because that's where you get most of your recruits from. You know, especially when you're talking about a Division II school, and if the level isn't as good as it once was, there may be some little down period, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what the high school level is right now. I know when we played, we had kids who just loved to play basketball. That's what we would do. We would do that in our free time, in the summers, you know, traveling teams and all that stuff. That's what we did. We loved to play basketball. So, I don't know what kids are like these days, but it sure would be nice to see them raise the level again, I guess, if Nebraska High School, if it's not what it once was.
When you think back to your personal career, give us two highlights, two games that stand out, whether it's on a personal level or great games win-wise from your team standpoint. What do you think of when you think of your career at UNK?
I think the first game that comes to mind would be my sophomore year, which would have been the 96-97 season when we beat Fort Hayes at home. I think they had a winning streak that was going to – they maybe were going to eclipse the all-time wins mark in a row, I think at like 50, 51, something like that. I imagine they were rated pretty high, probably one at the time. And we knocked them off at home. The Health and Sports Center was packed, and – there's just a great buzz in the air, and we were able to play really well that night and beat them. That's one of the games I always think back to when I think of my playing career.
Eric Strand's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He's going into the UNK Hall of Fame this weekend with four other great athletes and Coach Dan Simmons. After college, you got to travel around quite a bit, as many players have done from UNK or any of the other state colleges. For the folks that weren't able to follow you a whole lot after you left college, tell them what you did and how long and maybe a few of the places that you made stops at.
Yeah, I played overseas for about 9 years, and every year I would switch teams. And so the first 2 years I was in Holland, then I went to Israel, then down to South America. I went to Brazil, Argentina, and Mexico. Then I finished up playing in the CBA out in Montana. It was a great experience. Like, you know, if I didn't have basketball in my life, I would have never visited these places, let alone lived in them for. I was there for 8, 9, 10 months at a time, so it was a remarkable experience. Something I wish I could do again, because you know it's pretty hard to beat going to play basketball for a couple hours a week, and then and you know seeing the different cultures that were out there. So definitely an enjoyable time.
Well, obviously Israel just stuck out when you rattled all of those off to me. What was the most unique place that you ever called home?
Israel is pretty unique. I mean, this is, you know, kind of night and day from here. As far as we know, we would if you would go to a mall or something, for instance, you would have your bags checked. And I remember one night we were walking home from, I think, a dinner or something later at night, 9 or so. And there was these kids, you know, with the, I think you have to go in the army when you're 16, I want to say, in Israel. And there was these kids with these AK-47, right, you know, rifles strapped to their back. Two of them were pushing another one in a shopping cart, and they had these, you know, these large guns on their back. So that was quite a sight to see. That was definitely probably one of the most unique places I was.
Okay, if I'm a Division II basketball player and got a chance to travel, where's the prettiest girls in all the places you live?
I would say Rio had to be up there. Rio and Brazil. That was probably one of my favorites. You know, we would go. Play basketball for a couple hours a day and then go hang out on the beach for a few hours. So you might want to go check out Rico.
Daddy, I think that's on his bucket list. Eric Strand with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can you remember the night, the game? I'm just curious when you surpassed Coach Kropp as the all-time leading scorer at UNK. Very unique that he would have been coaching you when that happened. Do you remember what happened that night?
Yeah, you know, it was Lauren Killian, actually.
Okay, yeah.
I remember the night. I'm trying to remember the exact team it was, but I remember I had hit a shot, an end one, made the shot, and I think that had tied me with him, if I remember correctly. And so then I had a free throw, and that was one of the most nerve-wracking free throws there. Make that free throw, and I believe that might have put me over it, you know, ahead of him. But it was a pretty special night moment. And Lauren was there at the game, presented me with the game ball afterwards, and you know, it's another hell of a player that went through UNK. So there's been a lot of them.
Eric, how special was it? You play at Kearney, 50 miles from you, where you grew up. Your parents are always there night in, night out. I know they've supported you for a long time. Had to be special with them always being there as well.
Yeah. I mean, high school and college basketball by far were the most fun times I've had in my life. You get to play with your friends, people you're hanging out with every day. You get to play in front of your other friends. You get to play in front of your family. You have this... Everybody has this desire to win, and that's pretty much what's first and foremost. So it was a great time. It would be a lot of fun to do it all over again. Unfortunately, we all have to grow up and do other things now. But it was pretty special.
Well, Eric, for the folks that are interested, you're out in Seattle now. Tell them what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm working at a video game company right now. I just finished a degree in computer animation. So all the three, you know, different 3D movies, either children's movies or the things that are in movies that aren't real, that's kind of what I'll be doing here in the near future. I just finished a couple months ago, so I'm kind of in the job searching area. Living out in Seattle. We actually have a pretty nice little crew of Nebraska friends out there, so it's been great out there so far.
We've all got to grow up sometimes, and your first job is with a video game company. That's a pretty good gig.
Well, I guess some of us grow up faster than others, maybe.
Well, Eric, we sure appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always great to talk to you or see you when we can. And, again, congratulations on being one of the newest members of the Loper Hall of Fame. Hope it's a great weekend for you.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Eric Strand, thanks so much, man. Eric Strand, among the inductees. We'll talk more about that coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show the rest of today and tomorrow. But going to have another one of those inductees, it looks like, on the program tomorrow. Also, Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints, former Huskers, St. Edward, Nebraska native. He's going to join us as well on tomorrow's show. Plus, Big Daddy's Delis, Pigskin Pick'em, and Daddy's Selections. You still red hot?
Huh. Duh. 12-6 on the year overall, Merritt. Is that the last check?
Did you like 2.5, man?
It wasn't bad. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I wasn't that disappointed.
I figured anything with full frontal male nudity, you're a fan of.
It's 2011. Time to accept it sometimes.
Coming up, world champion Jordan Burroughs is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you want a new BK Mini, you can have it either burger or chicken. Get the Mini today at BK.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped by the next day, and 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down.
Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Guard your delivery dock with a Riddle Happy Troll, or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For what you need right when you need it, simply call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked.
So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall.
Because we're going tailgating.
A place where we can watch football all day long.
We're going tailgating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 71 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. With clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures fall to 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 61.
Doug Tiger Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along on this Thursday, and Daddy jacked up for our next guest because all folks want to talk about is football, and we haven't even really touched on the great volleyball game that was played last night by the Husker women, where it looked like they were going to roll Penn State right out of the gym, and as champions do, Penn State comes back and gets it into a fifth set. Then you think, there's no way, Nebraska. I mean, it's just totally opposite, and they find a gut check and away in front of another sold-out NU Coliseum to get the job done. But right now, we want to talk a little wrestling because very rarely do we get a chance to talk to a world champion here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and that is who Jordan Burroughs is. He's the Hodge Trophy winner. He's the two-time national champion. That's the last time we had a chance to have Jordan here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and he is back in the United States with a big old gold medal. And Jordan, thanks for the time again on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and congratulations, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, I've been over there. I've been looking, as folks do, they had a chance to follow you on the internet and get on, see some highlights at different places. And I'm just looking at the venue. I'm looking at the guys and gals that are refereeing. They're in suits and ties. They're formal wear. Man, it's just something that a casual wrestling fan like us have never been able to see. Is it a whole different world, I guess, to say, when you travel overseas for an event like this?
Yeah, definitely. It's intense, man. The crowd was electric. The different countries' crowds, they bring whistles and bells and drums and all types of chants into the arena. So it's definitely different, and it's a lot more intense.
How many matches do you wrestle to become a world champion over there?
I had to wrestle five matches.
Any of them tough?
They're all tough. It's crazy because for the NCAA tournament, you wrestle five matches, but it's over 3 days. In the World Championships, I wrestle five matches all in one day. So it's kind of condensed, and it's really intense.
Jordan, start there. The fans out there, they understand what they see in freestyle wrestling at the high school level and at the collegiate level and the periods and all that. Take them through just the basics here. Besides wrestling all of this in one day, you have to win two out of three and things like that. Explain to the folks out there how that scoring system goes and how it's different in the World Championships.
Okay, well, basically, for freestyle, there's three two-minute periods, and it's the best of three. So if you win two periods, then you win. Each period is 2 minutes, and the scoring system is different. For a takedown, there's only 1 point instead of 2 points, like there is collegiately. For any exposure across your back, that's another 2 points. And if you get pushed out of bounds, that's a point. So the ruling system is really different, the scoring system is different, and the time's different, which is the biggest difference in the matches.
So you don't want to get run out of bounds.
You try to keep your butt to the center. You don't want to get pushed out of bounds.
How long were you in Turkey for?
We actually were in Turkey for only a week. We had a training camp in Belarus the week before. So we were in Europe for a week in Belarus, and then we traveled over to Turkey for another week before we got to wrestle. So we just tapered down once we got to Turkey, got down to weight, and got prepared to wrestle.
Is there so much focus? Do you have time to enjoy anything that Turkey has to offer?
Yeah, I actually wrestled the last day. So we got there on Monday night, and I didn't wrestle till Sunday morning. So I had a lot of downtime in between training sessions. We did a lot of traveling, a lot of sightseeing. They had something there called the Grand Bazaar, which is like the biggest flea market in the world. There's like over 4,000 shops all in this one underground flea market, which is pretty cool. So we got a lot of chance to see a lot of good things.
That would be bizarre.
Oh, God. I mean, I just can't even imagine. You're in training, so the kind of fun that we are thinking about is probably, you know, you can't go out and party too much. Were you able to enjoy? Were you able to enjoy anything like that?
I mean, we didn't really go out very much. Obviously, we're in training, so we weren't having any alcohol or going out or staying out too late because we had early morning practice sessions. So it was one of those things where we just got to walk around and sightsee and just get out of the hotel for a couple hours and just kick back and relax and take our mind off wrestling.
Jordan, when you're trying to get down to weight, and I'm new culture, new food, is that difficult to adjust to?
Actually, it was easier for me being there because they give out such small portions of food. And the food is usually healthy. I mean, we weren't really sure what the meat was that they actually served us. But it was pretty healthy. So they served us a lot of lean meat and protein and a lot of rice and potatoes. which is different. If I was here, I'd probably be eating like McDonald's and Burger King and stuff like that. So it was definitely good for me being over there and eating more healthy.
Former Husker and now world champion Jordan Burroughs joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, you didn't go over there with guys you didn't know. Obviously, your training partners, Justin Ruiz, was there, former Husker. Of course, here in the Tri-Cities area and in Kearney, a lot of folks were trying to keep an eye on Tervell Dolagnev, who was trying to do some great things at the heavyweight division, didn't have the success that you had. How much were you able to interact with those guys, and did that make the trip or any of these trips like this, does that make that easier?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely easier when you have somebody you're comfortable with. Coach Manning and Brian Snyder were out there with me. So when you have some stuff from home, it just makes you feel a lot like you're home. So it makes me more comfortable, allows me to stay calm and relax and think about what I need to do to compete.
When we were talking with Tervell Dolagnev before he went over there, he says it's a blind draw. You may have the best guy in the first round, and I know you had maybe, I mean, they're all great, but one of the toughest matches was against the Russian in the second round. Was he your toughest opponent?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would say so. It sucks wrestling him so early in the tournament, but it also could have been a plus for me. You know, but like you were saying, it's a blind draw. So two previous Olympic champs could wrestle first round, and then two guys that have never even made a world championship team could wrestle the first round. So it's really difficult in that sense, but, I mean, you got to be prepared in any part of the tournament to win.
Well, let's go to the email here. We've got a question from John in Kearney. He wants to know how your ear is.
Oh, man, it's ugly. It blew up on me again after exploding on the mat. It shrank down a little bit, and then coming home from the trip, it blew back up. So I'm definitely going to have to get a procedure done or something to get it fixed up. But other than that, it's doing well, and I'm doing well.
Yeah, Daddy, you know, for the folks that don't know, you can imagine what was in the ear. And, of course, with the wrestling like that, they had to stop the match and clean some things up. It probably would freak the opponent out a little bit, I'm guessing.
It was
gross, man. There was blood all over his arms and his face, and it was insane.
Jordan, you're in the semifinal match, so it's your fourth match of the day. You're down 0-1. You got to win the next two periods. You make it 5-4 victory in the second period, I guess you'd say, and then you must have really got the momentum on your side, and then you beat, I don't even know where the hell that country is.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah, and then
it was a good match. I mean, one of the things we emphasize and stress is just staying calm during matches, and even if you're down by a point or 3 points, you know, good things come to those who keep wrestling. So I just kept wrestling hard and use my conditioning as a factor, and just try to wear on that guy and eventually beat him in the third.
Another minute here with Jordan Burroughs, former Husker, who won two national championships, now wins a world championship. The obvious question is, Jordan, you represent your university. Now you represent the United States of America. Standing on that medal stand at the Worlds in Turkey versus standing on that medal stand in the NCAA championships, was the feeling kind of the same, or was it even a little bit more emotional?
It was a lot more emotional for me. Just being here in Nebraska, we have thousands of fans, but representing the whole U.S. is just something of great magnitude that I can't even explain or describe. It's one of the biggest dreams of any athlete is to represent their country, and for me to actually be on top of the podium and hear our national anthem being played with a gold medal around my neck was exhilarating. I couldn't even describe it.
What's next for Jordan Burroughs?
Now I'm just taking about a week off. I got to get back on the mat and get back to training next week. We have the Pan Am Games October 20th, and then in Guadalajara, Mexico. So we're just taking a week off now and then get back to training, have a little training camp at the Olympic Training Center October 12th for a week, and then down to Mexico to wrestle some more.
Jordan, a lot of people reading the stories and listening to us here on the radio know that you've qualified for the Olympic Games. In what capacity do you have to go through? Are you just automatically in London, or do you have to go through another series of tournaments to be the representative for the U.S.?
Yeah, I have one more tournament. The Olympic trials are in April. They're in Iowa City. And basically, I'm in the finals of the Olympic trials, and everyone else in my weight class will have a mini tournament. Everyone will wrestle in that tournament, and the winner of that mini tournament wrestles me in the best 2 out of 3 match. So if I win that match and beat the winner of that mini tournament, then I'll be on the Olympic team.
London in early August. Probably not a bad gig in 2012. And Jordan Burroughs, the first Husker since Bill Scheer in 1985 to win a freestyle world championship title. How rare is it for an American? Because we chuckle, Ukraine, Russia, Azerbaijan, Iran. I mean, all these iron block nations, Mideast nations. How rare is it for someone from the United States to top the gold medal stand?
Oh, it's pretty rare. I'm the first guy to do it from the U.S. in 5 years and only the fourth guy to do it since 2000. So, I mean, Azerbaijan, Russia, like you said, all those guys, they have multiple champs each year. But for the U.S. to do it is definitely a feat. And I just want to bring the U.S. back to prominence in wrestling like we were in the early 90s and hopefully continue to win some more gold.
Okay, Jordan, if it's that rare, are you at least, I mean, picking up some sponsorships, making some money?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in process of talking to ASICS now, and we're thinking about making a Jordan Burroughs wrestling shoe. So, I mean, that would definitely be huge for me, and I would love to see other kids around the nation wearing a shoe that had my name on it.
Well, obviously, the Doug and Daddy Show can sponsor you with some workout T-shirts. That's our budget.
Sounds good. I'll take them.
Jordan, hopefully we can get a chance to catch up with you again as the trials come around in Iowa City, because I know there's a lot of folks that are going to go out there and watch. And all of Nebraska just wants to say again, congratulations on this great feat, and keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
World champion. Thanks, man. Jordan Burroughs, back in the United States.
Didn't realize it was that rare.
I wanted Jordan to talk about how rare it was, because people, I just don't think, realize sometimes you throw out world champion, Olympic champion, national champion, whatever you want, champion, dudes and dudettes.
Yeah, I mean,
Jordan Burroughs is the biggest stud in the state of Nebraska right now.
Yeah, it's common.
You would have to come out with some other names. This guy, any sport, men, women, number one. Right now, if the World Herald, who put out their 100 greatest athletes in Nebraska history, put out the 25 greatest current athletes that had any ties to Nebraska, he has to be number one.
That's interesting, Doug. All those other countries would be like the Cobra Kai dojo. He would be from the
and
Miyagi
we'll be
dojo.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Get your fantasy football questions in, folks, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, because coming up, our RotoWire senior editor Jeff Erickson is going to join us. And folks at Midway, right now, we want you to like us on Facebook at the Doug and Daddy Show. But if you like them on Facebook at Midway, you've got a chance to be a winner of two tickets to the Nebraska-Ohio State game October the 8th. They draw out on September the 30th, next Friday, so you just got a week to do it. It only takes a couple of seconds. So you're on Facebook, type in Midway, hit the like button, boom, you're entered for two tickets to Nebraska and Ohio State. And also don't forget right now, the special Jeep Celebration $500 bonus cash incentive. All 2011 model year Jeeps, including Compass, Patriot, Liberty, Grand Cherokee, and the model year 2012 Jeeps, you'll receive an extra $500 rebate courtesy of Jeep. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. See them today at the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tablegating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tablegating? What's that?
Glad you asked.
So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall.
Because we're going tablegating.
A place where we can watch football all day long.
We're going tablegating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Last week.
Ball fly on the field. I think the Irish have it at the 49-yard line.
Atkinson crosses the 30.
Still on his feet. Atkinson's on the run. Touchdown Notre Dame.
Beating the defending Big Ten champs. It's a good way to get our first win.
Now the Fighting Irish hit the road to battle the 2-1 Pitt Panthers. Kickoff is 11 a.m. on your home for Fighting Irish football.
Notre Dame, Pitt, Arkansas, Alabama, Missouri, Oklahoma starting Saturday morning at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 71 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. With clear skies and light winds tonight, temperatures fall to 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's Cowboy Joe getting you ready for Wyoming. Did you find out the travel plans that I asked you about earlier?
No, I did not.
Okay, 888-455-ESPN. You can give us a call. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. More questions than we've had in the first 3 weeks, at least early in the show, and it all has to do with these injuries and some of them quarterback situations. And we welcome in Jeff Erickson, senior editor from RotoWire and RotoWire.com. He's with us every Thursday at this time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, how's it going?
Oh, my goodness. It's so busy this week. Like you said, so many injuries. There's so much to talk about after week two. Not just the injuries, but also just so many outstanding performances, guys that, you know, are outside of our box, for that matter, too. You know, we like to have a pre-programmed mindset. Hey, don't draft rookie quarterbacks. Rookie wide receivers are shaky. You know, don't trust this guy. Or, you know, and it's gotten turned on our head a lot this week, especially last week. And I love it. It's what keeps us thinking. It keeps us kind of on our toes.
Jeff, I wanted to start with one of those rookie quarterbacks. I look at a set of power rankings this week. It's Pro Football Weekly. He's got Cam Newton ranked sixth overall quarterback. Sixth.
That's not that far off. I have him at 9 this week. I might have him down a couple notches because of his injury this week. He was wearing a walking boot for his ankle at the start of the week. But you know what? I mean, how can you argue with the results? I mean, 400 yards of passing against the Packers. He gets you those rushing touchdowns. I'm really worried about D'Angelo Williams, mind you, but hey, you know what? I think that he's legit. There'll be some tougher times. Now, the Packers didn't have Tremont Williams. They lost Nick Collins. Those are two big losses, but still, this is a good matchup this week against Jacksonville at home. I'm sold. I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
I got a question here from Tom in Holdridge. He wants to know, running backs, I must play two: Frank Gore, Thomas Jones, Ryan Matthews, Willis McGahee, Daniel Thomas.
Gore and Matthews. I came away really impressed with Ryan Matthews last week. He was the better of the two backs. I think that bodes well for him in the future. I think he's going to end up getting more carries in the long run. Thomas also played pretty well. He's back from fantasy purgatory after 1 week. I mean, it's funny how our perceptions change so quickly in this league. Another great example of just what keeps us on our toes. McGahee might be pretty decent, but Moreno might come back this week, so I think you have to downgrade him.
Sometimes we make fun of our emailers, too, so let's start with this easy one. Some of them we can answer, but we go to the expert, Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. Jordan in Kearney says, Colt McCoy or Matt Schaub?
Yeah. Cole McCoy's getting better. I'll give him that. But and this is in the Dolphins are a pretty lousy secondary. But whatever. You're going to go with Matt Schaub. Especially this game that probably is going to be a shootout against the Saints. One thing I will say is, Schaub's going to get hit a lot in this game. The Saints at home, they're going to get a good pass rush on them. We saw that with Cutler last week. Now, granted, we see that with Cutler a lot anyhow just because, his offensive line is really awful. But still, I think that Schaub's a top 10 quarterback this week.
An interesting question from Kerry and Hastings. I got to play two of these running backs. Arian Foster, Ben Tate, Ryan Matthews, or Tolbert?
Right now, it's Tate and Matthews. This is the annoyance that is fantasy football here, because Arian Foster's got that exact type of injury that is just fantasy death, the day-to-day nagging hamstring injury. Terrible with running backs. It sounds like he probably will not be playing this week. That's all we ask for. It's just some definition. And I like Matthews better than Tolbert because he's getting more per carry, more per catch. Granted, Tolbert's going to get goal line carry. So if you're in a touchdown-only league, I go Tolbert over Matthews. But that's about the only scenario that I go with there.
Let's go Josh and Carney, and I like these two because it has to do with Washington, who's gotten off to a decent start. You look at these teams you didn't think were going to do well. All of a sudden, they get a couple of wins. Buffalo, all of a sudden, everybody's a fantasy stud. So here's what the dilemma is for Josh and Carney. I want to know who to keep at tight end for the remainder of the season, Dustin Keller or Fred Davis.
I had this exact same question earlier this morning. It's so funny how that works out. I was on doing a show in Pittsburgh, same question. They're both top 10 quarterbacks. I mean, top 10 tight ends for the rest of the year. I'm going Davis, just a smidge over Keller. I think he's got a higher ceiling. I think that the Redskins will be forced to throw the ball more often than the Jets. The Jets, their ideal game is to suffocate teams with their defense and running game. Sean Green doing something would be useful too. But I think that Davis is probably a little bit more, of a higher ceiling, and I tend to go for ceiling.
Well, here's another Fred Davis question. This comes from Terrence. Would it be a complete overreaction to drop Dallas Clark for Fred Davis? And then he also wants to know if any of the injured Cowboys on Monday night are trustworthy.
It would be an overreaction to drop Dallas Clark. I'd like to find a way to add Davis, start him ahead of Clark right now, but keep Clark along because, hey, maybe Manning comes back. Maybe Collins gets the offense as the season goes on, et cetera, et cetera. And, let's face it, Clark's a stud when he's healthy, and he's got a good quarterback. So as far as the injured Cowboys, Austin's not playing. I wouldn't trust Felix Jones this week. I might trust Tony Romo. He's going to go for a CT scan today to check to see how his punctured lung's healing. Says he wants to play. Says he's probably going to play. If you are in a league that allows you to wait at the last second to plug in a guy to replace them, pick up John Kitna and stash him on your bench.
God, I could have picked up Fred Davis last week, and I didn't.
isn't that the worst when you see a guy that you like? And you might even have picked him up in another league, but he was readily available for cheap, and now you have to pay a lot more for him. That was for me, Eric Decker, for me. I got him in a couple leagues last week, but this week I had to pay through the nose to get him in a couple other leagues, and it's really tough. It's really annoying when you write on a guy and you don't act on it.
Well, then you go through the waiver process, and you're 2-0, and you don't get to pick these guys up anyway.
Yeah, but boo-hoo, you're 2-0.
Jeff Erickson, senior editor for RotoWire, joins us as he always does on Thursdays on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, it's a little bit complex, it sounds like, in this question. He's got to play two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex player.
Okay.
Out of this group. Manningham, Dez Bryant, Anquan Boldin, Santana Moss. Those are the four receivers.
All right, you're not going to start Manningham. I can tell you that right now. Not practicing. It doesn't look like he's going to play because of the concussion.
Okay. So we'll get rid of Manningham. The two running backs, he's got Cedric Benson, Chris Johnson, Peyton Hillis.
Okay, you're going to start all three of those. So you got to eliminate one of the wide receivers. Comes down to probably Santana Moss versus Anquan Boldin. I think that the matchup is decent against St. Louis, not great. So I think right now it's Santana Moss. It's a close call. Is it? Did he specify whether it's PPR or not?
No, didn't specify.
Okay, because that would matter a smidge. I think that helps Santana Moss in a PPR league. I mean, it's really close between Boldin and Moss. I think that's the tough call. I'm bullish on Dez Bryant. I think he comes back this week. Obviously, watch the practice reports, but with Miles Austin out, they need him. So it's a Monday game is the only thing that's another annoyance. Actually, you know what? On further review, I'm going to say bench Bolden. I'm going back and forth on this one. I think Moss is going to get more targets than Bolden because the Ravens, they're going to want to throw to their tight ends. They're going to want to throw to Ray Rice more. They're not as committed to throwing as much as I think that the other guys are. So I reverse course, bench Bolden.
Let's stick with it here. Back to the Dent Popper inbox. Chris in Lawrence says Big Ben or Jay Cutler?
Tough call. I'm going to go Big Ben. It's close because, I take that back. With Tremont Williams out, with Nick, or maybe comes back this week, Nick Collins definitely out, you can throw against the Packers a little bit. Go with Cutler. He's going to get a lot of sacks because that's what they do. I'd start Cutler over Ben.
Cody says, I'm hurting at running backs. It's down to between Thomas Jones or Daniel Thomas. Who should I play?
Daniel Thomas. I hate that we have to talk about Thomas Jones again. He's like Godfather 3, except worse. He's pulling us back in.
Thank God we both have him on our roster, don't we?
Yeah. The thing is, I want to bump up Dexter McCluster. He's the obvious upside, high-ceiling play, right? But Thomas Jones is that safe, comfortable blanket that Tyler Haley likes to wrap himself in. He's going to get these goal line carries unless they decide to screw us even more by putting LaRon McClain in there. But, if he's a Willis McGahee plus. You need 4 yards, he'll get you three.
And I had when I got Jamal Charles, I did handcuff him with Thomas Jones. In fact, in another league, I picked Thomas Jones up without having Jamal Charles. But, yeah, McCluster, he got picked up immediately off waivers by a lot of folks. Dan
right.
wants to know, Cam Newton or Matt Ryan, pointing out that Cam has more points the first 2 weeks. So do you go with Cam or do you go with the experience in Matt Ryan?
I'm going with Newton here. Now, watch, of course, to see about his ankle, but he went through workouts yesterday. Great matchup, home matchup against Jacksonville. Actually, Ryan's got a pretty good matchup at Tampa Bay, too, and the Falcons have a deed on the Bucs right now, so they own them pretty much. But I think you're going to see a lot of Michael Turner against the Bucs is my hunch. So I'm going to go ahead and say Newton is close, though.
About running out of time, Andrew and Carney has, his first question, what do I do with Thomas Jones? Well, I get in a corner and suck my thumb and cry a lot, but we've already touched on that. Andrew says, I need two of these three this week, Dwayne Bowe, Santana Moss, Wes Welker.
Welker and Bowe. And it's close because, I don't trust Matt Castle, but Bowe is going to get so many targets. Who else do the Chiefs have as a weapon that can do anything to defense? Bowe is it.
He's going to be double teamed, though, isn't he?
I wish that he'd be a little bit more reliable in catching the ball, and Castle be a little bit more reliable in throwing it to him. But you just got to figure that he's going to get so many different targets there. It's a good problem to have. I think all three are going to be top 20 wide receivers this week.
Interesting thoughts. I think Bowe's just so many double coverages he's going to see. That's the only weapon they've got, like you just said.
Jeff. Yeah, but since when has San Diego been able to shut down a wide receiver, though, too?
Good point.
I think that the only thing is they might be in just such a pile-on mode because they're going to score like crazy against the Chiefs. It's going to be crazy. I think that this is a survivor lock pick. I'm pretty confident that they're going to have a pretty big game here.
Jeff Erickson, senior editor, RotoWire. Check him out online at rotowire.com. With that Monday night game, with Tony Romo, with all these guys, Jeff, that you have to make the decision Sunday, do I take a chance they're playing Monday or do I just bench him and pick up, obviously, no matter who you play is going to be less. I got Tony Romo. I got Kevin Kolb. You could pick up John Kitna and then make the decision Monday. What would you do?
It all depends on your league's rules if you're allowed to make the decision Monday
because
I think I would like to go with the Dallas quarterback. That said, Cobb's not a terrible start. It's his first start at Seattle. That's a really tough place to play. Notwithstanding all the Seahawks' problems, they were an infinitely better team at home last couple of years. Maybe the best home field advantage in the NFL, believe it or not. So I think if you have to make that decision Sunday, I'm probably going with Cobb. Unless Romo practices all day, full practice tomorrow, all bets are off. Then I go with Romo. But that's what it's going to take if you have to make the decision on Sunday before the start of the early games.
Maybe the best home field advantage, and Tre'Davious Jackson's your quarterback.
They might get – I want to see what this team does if they have Sidney Rice on the field because I think that makes such a huge difference. They have no other playmakers out there, and he's the one guy that changes that field up for them a little bit.
By the way, you check out Jeff's rankings. Tom Brady's his number one quarterback. Adrian Peterson is his number one running back ahead of Ray Rice playing Detroit. Is that for the whole year, or are you still saying Adrian's number one this week?
two touchdowns last week, home game. Let's face it, if they don't get him the ball, they're a lost franchise. I mean, that they're not going to win by throwing it 35 times. They're going to feed Peterson the ball. And this is the way to beat Detroit, too. Get it out of Stafford's hand. So, yeah, I think he's going to get a ton of carries this week.
Jeff, we like to laugh. We got to hang out sometime.
Absolutely, absolutely. You guys ever come out west, we'll have beers.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll do it again next Thursday. And for the very latest, check it out online. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. Thanks for all the great insight.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
Notice he said beers, plural.
Well, if he looked at our roster, yikes. Then you get a good night's sleep on your Serta mattress from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And it's not just them. Relax while you're watching the games this weekend.
There you go. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. The price of a piece of furniture at Bruce Furniture is that price. There's a shocker. You go other places, a lot of things they tack on. Not at Bruce Furniture. There's no need to move your furniture, clear room before Bruce Furniture Delivery shows up. They'll gladly take care of the heavy lifting for you. They save you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, Alliance.
Dan Beebe's going to lose his job, but it will save the conference. That's our ATS poll question. Do you want the Big 12 to survive? So far, the few votes that we've had, slight yes over the no. Dan Beebe is going to be gone, right?
Dan Beebe's gone, yes. He's apparently, according to Kansas City Star Mike DeArmond, planning his exit strategy. But maybe people, I guess they're tired of being pushed around by Texas. I think it's interesting when they came out yesterday, the Pac-12 comes out and says, we're not interested in taking any more. You know, maybe that was more of a statement you guys got to figure it out there, because Oklahoma had already said that Beebe had to go for them to remain. Well, you go back to the drawing board, they can't take back those comments about the commissioner. Somebody had to stand by those comments when they said those comments. If they want him gone, he had to be gone. They've questioned the leadership as these teams have been leaving. It looks like they're going to have to add some teams. TCU is certainly a viable option in the football side of things. That's what it all comes down to. I don't know who the other two are. That should be interesting. People have mentioned BYU. People have mentioned West Virginia. It's interesting.
Louisville.
Louisville now being
strange. Strange, strange, strange. Pitt, before they went to the ACC, how could you be the lone wolf out there like West Virginia and travel over numerous states just to get to your conference? You can't do that. The insanity has to stop. Jared Crick did not practice yesterday. The Huskers are Barney Cotton spoke about trying to get, like they did against Washington, more offensive linemen in there, likes the way that that's going. Tri-City Storm gave up 3 goals in the third period. Fargo beat them 4-2 last night in the preseason fall classic. Tonight they take on the defending Clark Cup champion, Dubuque. Get a good measure of how good they are. 7 o'clock, hear it live on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And tomorrow afternoon's game at 1 against Green Bay is on Classic Hits 98.9. And Daddy, finally, I think, that was quite the volleyball match last night by the Huskers. They're going to have to be more consistent. You want to see them play like they did in the first 2 sets than in the next 2 sets, especially that 4th set, which was not good.
No, but the 5th set could not have gotten much better. That you know, it's at that level, volleyball is very, very entertaining to watch, and what an atmosphere the Coliseum was last night. Some of the players saying, loud as it's ever been.
I was concerned early with the gray hairs setting on their hands. When Nebraska got ahead, it was like, oh, here we go again. We're playing Alcorn State. Do-do-do-do-do. And again, that has something to do with who can afford the tickets and who's had them the longest. But there was a lot of great folks there, and it made a lot of noise. And even those fans that have been there forever had to get psyched up as that program or that match continued. And I know folks were fired up at Cunningham's yesterday for our Husker lunch and for the volleyball game last night. Next Wednesday, we're back at Cunningham's Journal. Great lunch specials. And, of course, Sean Callahan will be on hand, but you don't have to wait till Wednesday. You can watch the Huskers on Saturday night. You can watch anything you want at Cunningham's. And check out their happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including their Big Ass Beer special. It's only $2.50, along with all the wells for $1.50. Large selection of small craft and micro brews available, and guaranteed the coldest draft beer in Kearney. And while the weather's still nice, there's still the courtyard to enjoy and the great music that's always there. So whether it's a casual get-together with your friends or a night out on the town, make sure you include Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Wow, What a show. Had tons of fantasy football questions. Talked to a world champion in Jordan Burroughs. Talked to a Hall of Famer and the all-time leading scorer at Division II level, UNK's Eric Strand, going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. It's a pretty big show.
That was a great show.
I'm off to Laramie. Daddy's in tomorrow. I'll leave my selections. I'm saying 9-1, possibly 10-0 on my college picks this week. You'll get a chance to go up against us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Another world champion.
Daddy's been, world champion Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints will join us tomorrow. Also another Hall of Famer. And Daddy's been red hot on his NFL selections. You want to turn in for those, plus his college selections as well. It's all coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we want to thank Jordan Burroughs, Eric Strand, and Jeff Erickson for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. ESPN on the radio's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 on your AM dial, Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
And we'll give away those hockey tickets for Tuesday's game between Pittsburgh and Los Angeles in Kansas City. It's Tuesday night. We'll give them away tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.